You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Serve the Lord with gladness. Service produces joy. I guarantee it, if you're not in an area of service, you don't have complete joy. You can't have it. God did not save us to sit and to sour and to soak. God saved us to serve. There has to be an area you serve. I'm not offended if your area is what we think is small right now. It doesn't take a lot of door knocking, but all of us should be a soul winner. If you're an usher in the church, but it disappoints me if you're an usher, you're not praying at your station sometime. Back in the 70s when Ms. Treiber and I came here, we had a large Pentecostal charismatic church in this valley. Thousands of people came. Now I don't think 100 people come. And you go by and the grass has grown through the beautiful parking lots and it's over. But you know, that church had, I want to say, 180 ushers. And the pastor, I know his theology was different than ours. I respect what he did. He required every man to sometime that week come to the church building and walk into their station and pray for 2 hours a week. I think that's serving God. I think just showing up and doing something and not preparing is not serving God. That's just going through the ropes. That's just going through. I think you can sing in the choir without praying. I think you can go and sing in the choir and stand up here and not go downstairs and to practice. I think you can sing in the choir and not come to Saturday and Sunday night even and practice. I think you can do that, and it's probably a home run, but I don't believe that's serving God. I heard in chapel this morning, in elementary chapel, Brother Fernera gave his testimony that he gave last night. And all the teachers have been up. He just happened to be the week that it's up. And he gave his testimony and said, our whole family was changed. My mother and dad got saved when I was in second grade. And he said, I've not been in church and Sunday school songs. Brother Sam's our head usher. We're related. We share the same grandkids. And what a joy that is for us to be part of their lives. And they are part of our lives. But he said, my dad led me to Christ in the van. I know that story so well. And he said, I was learning about salvation through Brother Skirty. Told the little kids, say, I went to primary church. And now he's 17, 18 years in our school, and he's the principal of our school. You know what God did? God has used a man and his wife for all these 40-some decades to impact the lives of children. Brother Manley, on Easter, it was wonderful to have you here. We reached that couple right there, and that couple right there, May the 19th, 1978. It's going to be 45 years ago this May. It was Brother Jakob. That's the same day as your birthday, Brother Jakob. And we reached him on a big day. And Brother Manley, I never get to preach to him on Sunday morning because he takes bus kids. And for all these years, he's been preaching to those bus kids. That's serving the Lord. That's wonderful what we see. And service produces joy. If you're sitting, you are not full of joy. Verse number 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. When we serve the Lord, verse 2, serve the Lord. And we come into his gates. We come to that place of the house of worship. And we come, all these ingredients are so important. We enter into his gates with thanksgiving. People that serve come in here with joyfulness. People that are soul winners and drive the buses and teach the classes and are the soul winners at the invitation and the deacons that have each one 45 families they pray over and concerned over their lives. And you know, those folks and folks that work with the Christian school and the college and folks that work in the maintenance and housekeeping around here and the sound system and the security and the all that goes into a service and radio, they're working. What a sad thing when we've stopped serving God. I've seen it all over the country. I believe the only time I ever missed Sunday church when I was out preaching was once a year at Brother Bobby Robertson. I'd have revival from Saturday night with the men, big barbecue and other churches, and Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, come home Thursday. I believe I had 31 years straight of that, not necessarily straight, but 31 years of it. But I want to tell you something, is that church, and all over America, I've gone back to churches back, and I normally say to the pastor, I'll be sitting next to him, I say, where's the usher? That used to be right there. He amened a lot a year ago. Where is he? And he said, it's a sad story. He just quit. Well, what about, I saw that lady, we went by the nursery, and I didn't see her tonight. Where is she still here? Oh, they quit. It pays to serve Jesus. It pays every day. It pays every step of the way. Don't say, well, now we're old, we're going to give it over to the young kids. That's unscriptural. Titus chapter 2, the aged people need to be influencing. You say, well, I'm X amount. And don't worry, I'm not going to be a drag on this church. I understand all that. And I have a godly wife that'll help me with that, make wise decisions. But I want to tell you something, friends. I'm going to serve as long as I can. That's what God called me to do with my life. And here, the Bible begins to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise and be thankful. All these ingredients, what serving people come with thanksgiving, serving people come with praise, serving people, bless his name. The labors are so few. We have an army of men that work on the buses, and I'm just so indebted to all the mechanics. They do such an incredible job, all the vehicles we have. But I'll tell you this, I know without even asking our lead mechanic, I know we need more mechanics. I know we need more mechanics. I know we could use more people in every single area. Turn with me in your Bibles to Acts chapter 20, please. Acts chapter 20, if you'll just give me about another 5, 6, 7 minutes. 40, 50, 60, whatever. If you'll give me a few more minutes, I'll try to wrap it up for you. Paul was on his last visit to Jerusalem. He knew the guillotine was coming for his head. And he spoke to those Ephesian elders beginning in verse 17. At verse number 19, he said, what's the first three words, class? Ready? Begin. Serving the Lord. How do you serve the Lord? Number one, you see it right there. How do you serve God? Number one, what? Humility. Do you know what an honor it is for me to watch the parking lot attendants, the traffic control? Every Sunday morning, I come out of my office and pull out of here, come over by the Statue of Liberty, and then I go home, pick my wife up. And all those men, Brother Rick, starting over there with you, and come over here to Brother Jacob and Brother Smith, and I say, all the men, and then all the men, Brother Nick, and all the men, Brother Gog, and Brother Manna, he all salutes me. I guess, Jennifer, he's just accustomed to that at home. Is that what happens? I know he ducks a lot when I do that, so maybe we ought to get together and figure out how to make him sure that he ducks. But you know, I see these men and the others that serve. What a privilege for me. And they serve with humility. I believe the choir, every chair will be taken Sunday morning, and then they'll spill over to the, and it's that way every week. But I believe it's that way because I believe they're singing with humility of heart. I love serving with the staff. I see some right down here. I serve with people who have a humility of heart. I think of tonight, all the Patch the Pirate workers in these buildings with all your children as they've been working all day too. And now they've been spending this evening with your kids and they love it. And they do it every single week. Serving the Lord, if you're going to serve the Lord. I think Brother Sam, the ushers are that way. It's not like pomp. I'm coming down here and you little peasants, I'm coming by your row in just a few minutes. I don't see that. Brother Mike, I often will look out the window. I see Brother Mike Kirby running that bus out Saturday morning, Kenji and others, filling them up with gasoline. I tell you, they don't do that because, well, notoriety. Everybody sees me. Nobody sees you. But God sees you. You know, the joy of serving the Lord with a humble heart. And everything we do, you mothers, you're serving your family. Do it with a humble heart. Husbands, you're serving your wife and children. Do it with a humble heart. Humility is not stooped over. Humility is not thinking low of yourself. Humility is not thinking of yourself. And so he says, serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many, what's the second word? Many tears. Many tears. I wish I'd have invited you, man. Last night we witnessed tears as we'd ask those men questions about their doctrine or their theology or and also the tremendous testimonies of salvation and how God saved them and how God spoke to every one of their hearts about serving him. And they all, I believe all four would take a bullet for this church. They love this place. They just love this place. I think Sunday night's going to be one of the highlights of our church's history. I don't think we've ever ordained two men in the same night. We got four men. Brother Ed Everson came as one of the pastors here. You saw it. You got all choked up. It was just such a moving experience. I had him pray for these men. Just such a moving thing. You know, there has to be tears. Well, Sunday night it got on. The singing was always so great. Everything was so great. It just was moving. He could sense. And then Brooke and the Munoz girls began to sing. I couldn't see on that screen. I didn't realize those girls were crying. And I wish I'd have thought. I would have probably not had them sing. There are two girls in our college. And their heritage, their grandfather, missionary for 40-some years in Mexico. And their uncle's all missionaries, and their dad, their pastor, missionary. last Friday morning in Mexico, the fire in their house, and that little boy, Arturo, out of seven kids, never made it out. I've been so brokenhearted about that. I'll find myself weeping, those poor parents. I got a text about a family I know very well, another church. The girl I've known her whole life was murdered yesterday by her husband. He went down the road and shot himself, killed himself. Left a 9-year-old boy. That boy's life is permanently changed. We sing, weep o'er the airy one. Lift up the fallen. Tell them Jesus, the mighty saint. Sunday school teachers, I'm not saying in your Sunday school lesson you have to boo-hoo all over America, but at home when you're praying for those children and God brings before your eyes those boys and those girls, could you please weep over them? Our Lord's heart, he went and looked over Jerusalem and he was moved with compassion because they're scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. I believe we have 16 adult classes in Sunday school. And I'll tell you what, every one of those people that teach that class, I guarantee it, they weep over their class. Look what he says, I'm serving the Lord with all humility, with many tears and temptation, trials. The Jews set trials before him. Turn with me to chapter 26 and verse number 7. We'll wrap it up. Under the promise of the 12 tribes, Paul's testimony, serving God day and night. You see, Paul said, when I serve God, it's not a small thing, it's day and night. It's all the time. I want to serve God. I'm going to ask you something, where do you serve? I'm ashamed to tell you, this song is not in our song book. And we have 550 or 60 songs, and you can't put them all in. There's a few I'd like to maybe take out now. But, you know, you can't put them all in. You'd have a songbook of 900 pages. And I don't know how we ever missed this one. I remember singing this with my parents. I remember the song, and it was page 294. And the song of "There is joy in serving Jesus as I journey on my way. Joy that fills my heart with praises every hour and every day." I can hear it right now. I can hear people singing, "There is joy, joy, joy in serving Jesus. Joy that throbs within my heart. Every moment, every hour, as I draw upon His power, there is joy, joy, joy that never shall depart. There's joy in serving Jesus, joy that triumphs over pain." Third stanza, "There's joy in serving Jesus as I walk alone with God." Fourth stanza, "There's joy in serving Jesus amidst the darkest night. I've learned the wondrous secret that I'm walking in the light. There's joy. I'm happy in the service of the King. I am happy. Oh, so happy. I have peace and joy that nothing else." You can't find peace and joy without serving God.
Amen.
You just can't find it. Hey, you get those men, Brother Peter, on that shuttle bus on Saturdays and go out soul winning and talking to people about Christ, and every week you're seeing people saved. The Spanish at their meeting on Saturday night for men's prayer have a good crowd. We have a great crowd. I'm guessing about 100, maybe men, sometimes more, sometimes less. But we go down there and sing and pray. And oh, I tell you, we have people that are carrying burden of soul winning, a prayer, the throne of grace. I think God's doing so many wonderful things because Saturday night men are praying. I look at Miss Teresa Martinez, the ladies soul winning. Those ladies on Tuesday come out and they haul their kids to school, drop them off, and they bring the little ones here and put them in the nursery, but they go soul winning. I think of you precious teenagers that had a long day and then went out soul winning today. Everyone needs a place to serve God. And the Bible says, in Psalm 100, "Serve the Lord with gladness." Amen. You don't have to drag me to this pulpit. Oh, you have to do this. I want to do it. God's been so good to me. Just like I want to go home and I want to see my wife. I want to be with her. I want to be with God's people.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.